Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Mayor Daryl Dobernecker. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us today. And we're here to talk a little bit about the meeting that went on Tuesday. It was a work session for the local option sales and services tax funds that voters in Marion County passed back in March. And what the council discussed was the ways in which some of this money is going to be used on a year-to-year basis. And what can you tell us a little bit about as far as the background of this goes?
Well, yes, prior to the vote, Shaylin, back in March, council had determined the projects that they would like to apply the option tax to. Once the vote was completed, then because of that being on the ballot, we obviously got to figure out how we're going to use those funds to take care of the projects we said we were going to take care of on the ballot. So that's really what we're doing the other night, is saying, okay, when and how much and all that are we going to do for all of this?
Sure. And, of course, a lot of numbers being thrown around there. And I think one point that's important to note is, you know, all this is based off of an estimate of what's going to be coming down the pike through this local option money over the next 10 years. Of course, that money is not just all available all at one time. What are we looking at on a year-to-year basis as availability for those funds?
Yes, I think you brought up a real good point here, Shaylin. We estimate conservatively over the next 12 years, and of course a lot of factors can come into play, but there could be somewhere in the neighborhood of $14.5 million come in over the 12-year period, which sounds very substantial, which it is, but broken down on a year-to-year basis, that really works out to about $1.2 million yearly. Give or take probably a little bit,
you know, sure,
depending on the economy and all, of course.
Of course. What can we look at for some of these projects? I know we're looking at some improvements to Caldwell Park, indoor pool renovations, road improvements, of course. I know infrastructure, a really big part of some of the use of this money.
Well, this has been a real high priority for council, because there's no doubt about it. We've only had so much property tax coming in, and we know we've got streets that are getting older by the day, of course, and many of them needing repairs. So that was, quite frankly, the number one priority was improving the number of our streets. And quite frankly, we have pretty much committed of that total $14 million estimated, close to $6 million is going to be put towards street improvements over that 12-year period. Another one that's been very important, and it was started a number of years ago and sort of got tabled with the economic times or what have you, but was the converting the overhead electrical to underground. And we have approximately 20% of the city is not yet underground, and that was a high priority for the council, too. We know that's going to take approximately $1.25 million to take care of that, and we are going to try to work along as fast as we can to get that project done. We saw how important that was a couple, 3 years ago when we had all the ice storms, that you don't have to worry too much about the ice taking the lines down when they're underground. So that was a big one for us.
Certainly.
Then another one which is a big one for us is the indoor pool. We, of course, that facility has served us well for nearly 40 years, but with all of the moisture and water and what have you there, it's taken its toll on that facility. And quite frankly, the council even looked at, do we build a new one or do we renovate what we have? And it was determined by the engineers we had a very sound building, but we simply need to go in there and update, overhaul, redo a lot of the materials and what have you that are in that facility so that we can get another 30 or 40 years out of it. And that's big. It's going to be somewhere off close to $3 million that we're going to be putting into that facility yet. And that is one project that we are going to do everything we can to do as quickly as we can.
Sure.
Because we're sort of faced with either we get it done or we might have to shut it down, and that we do not want to do.
Right, just to kind of shut it down as briefly as possible, get it up to snuff and get everything fixed and keep it going, like you say, for another 30, 40 years.
Right. We hope to take care of that one by the end of 2012. A couple other things I might mention, Caldwell Park. There's a lot of things we could do there, and of course, people in Pella enjoy their parks and appreciate what they offer. And since taking the old swimming pool out of that area, we know that we need to get in there and start updating that park. We're talking about such things as taking that road out that goes down through it, putting up a new shelter house, possibly an improvement or a new skate park. There's just a number of things, and we've allotted at the present time approximately $300,000 to that facility. And I think something else that some people of the community are wondering about, and that was of course the community sports park. And quite frankly, there's still a lot of things up in the air with regard to that item, but the council has made it quite clear that they want to support that endeavor as much as we can, mainly because of our baseball fields aren't really the kind of baseball fields we'd like for our young people, and we're hoping to be able to update and improve that area also. At this point, we have not designated approximately $2.5 million, because just like on the last time around with this option tax, there are things that come up that right now we don't foresee.
Certainly.
So we are going to hold some back on our thinking so that if that unknown comes along, we'll be ready for it. And right along with that, we will put aside some contingency funds. And why would we put contingency funds aside? Well, again, one year the economy hits us and maybe the tax isn't what we thought it would be, and we never want to put ourselves in a corner, so to speak. We want to be able to handle whatever comes along.
I think a lot of people probably have a little bit of a rainy day fund, and that's no different at the city level either, huh?
That's so important. You're exactly right.
Certainly. All right. So, yeah, again, it looks like a lot of great projects, a lot of important infrastructure projects coming through with some of this money, again, that's going to be going on over the next 12 years. So a lot of great things to look forward to from this local option sales and service tax money.
That's very true, Shaylin, and we can't thank the community enough for approving this option tax. As we pointed out earlier, these things could only be done through raising property taxes if it weren't for this tax coming in, and it's going to be something that is going to be supported not only by just our local people, but everyone that shops in Pella is going to be helping us on these projects. So we do thank everyone for their support.
All right. Mayor, thank you so much for giving us some time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Again, that was our guest, Pella Mayor Daryl Dobernecker, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at kniakrls.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIA-KRLS. Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Mayor Daryl Dobernecker.